910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Abortion pill availability upheld. I'm Sherry Preston. Women and their doctors will still be able to get the abortion pill mifepristone following a unanimous decision from the U.S. Supreme Court. ABC's Terry Moran is at the court with more.
In a unanimous opinion. How often do you hear that from the Supreme Court? Written by Justice Brett Kavanaugh, with a concurring opinion by Justice Thomas, but unanimous in the result. Supreme Court says this kind of case, brought essentially by activists, rather than physicians who are treating this issue with this drug, is not enough to get you into federal court and make a claim.
ABC News legal contributor Kate Shaw says the issue, however, is far from over.
There's another case waiting in the wings, actually brought by states instead of, you know, individual doctors who object to abortion and to mifepristone. And those states may have an easier time convincing lower courts and even the Supreme Court that they have the legal right to be in court challenging mifepristone and its.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Common Council has passed a list of items to be banned inside the Republican National Convention's soft security perimeter. It includes several items that could be used as weapons, but state law prevents a ban on guns. The measure now goes to the mayor. Wisconsin's Economic Development Secretary disagrees with the notion that Wisconsin has one of the worst economies in the nation. Wallet Hub just ranked Wisconsin number 40. Missy Hughes says she sees a lot of evidence to the contrary.
I'm just coming back from a groundbreaking for an $800 million facility in Jefferson for Kikkoman Company. And of course, we had the big Microsoft announcement a few weeks ago.
She also points to low unemployment. Wallet Hub cites stagnant GDP and low startup activity. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth City Council has approved tax increment financing for the housing project at the former Duluth Central High School location. The financing is meant to assist the developers in addressing the infrastructure prep work that needs to be done of the site by paying them back with some of the property taxes collected by the city. With the approval, the developers are now hoping to begin their first phase of construction in August. The project will include 120 condo units and 220 apartment units. The City of Duluth Workforce Development has received grant funding to pilot solutions to get young people out of homelessness. According to a WDIO report, the grant funding comes from an organization called Youth Prize, which aims to promote the successful transition of young adults experiencing homelessness to a more safe and secure adulthood. Participants in the program will receive youth-directed services and cash stipends to support housing stability, provide job training and education, and encourage entrepreneurship. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Pack breaks camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers wrapping up their three-day mandatory mini camp. What was the final practice like?
I think anytime you go into the last day, it's kind of like the last day of school. I think it's a little bit harder to keep their focus. You just got to keep reminding them to stay dialed in, and we still have a couple more meetings left. So that was kind of the message at the end of it.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. The players will be back in 5 weeks for training camp. Baseball, bottom of the sixth inning. Milwaukee's Bryce Terang and Blake Perkins pulled off a double steal. Pat Murphy on giving them the green light.
We study the other team, how they defend first and third. It's a play where they cut the shortstop in front and actually throw to him, give you the perception that the shortstop's in front. When you see that, the third base coach holds the guy.
The Crew went on to win 5-4 over the Blue Jays to win the series. They host the Reds tomorrow night. NBA tributes for Lakers legend Jerry West. That's his silhouette in the league logo, and that's why Jerry West's nickname was the logo. He was 86. With sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny and breezy with a high near 78. West winds up to 25 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly clear, a low of 49. For Friday, sunshine and a high of 75. Saturday, chance of showers 75 and warmer Sunday, 83.
Currently 69 degrees.
Impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom! I got
first place at the science fair with my volcano project.
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations.
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. On the road with Jane and Todd. The tour continues. Next stop, Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Stop in for a coffee with Jane Matinair and Todd Albaugh.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair and Todd Albaugh coming to you live from Eau Claire. We are at the Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. We're going to be broadcasting from here until 2 o'clock today. Stop on out. Say hello. Linda, listener, is here and she picked up a free cup of coffee on us. And you, Todd Albaugh, are a coffee connoisseur. And you said this is really spectacular, just black.
It's the fantastic stuff. And good morning, everybody. Good morning, Greg and Kelvin down at WAUK in Waukesha. Good morning, everyone. I feel a little bit like Regis and Kathy Lee.
Yeah, it's kind of got that little vibe. We got kind of got that vibe going on.
But yeah, I owned a coffee shop, a couple different coffee shops. And the cool thing about a place, an independent coffee house like Shift, they don't do their own roasting, but they partner with people like Wonder State Coffee, Ruby Coffee Roasters, and others in Wisconsin, not all over the country, but focus a lot on Wisconsin roasters who buy high-quality coffee, just like you have, you know, wine that has, you know, a better flavor.
Sure.
Here's a little knowledge for you, Jane. Did you know there are 162 different flavors that are available to you in coffee?
Naturally. I would have thought like five.
It's like wine. I mean, you have to have like a palate for it, but they're just like you have, what is it, a solemn whatever.
Sommelier.
Like a wine guy.
Oh, sommelier.
Yeah, sommelier. Yeah, sommelier. Thank you, Greg. I'm not that sophisticated.
It's a coffee, you like. Yes.
But no, in coffee, they call it a Q-grade cupper. And so when you cup coffee, here's what the sound you hear, because you want to wet your palate. So they have it on a spoon. They do this. Like that.
And that's it.
A little air. Aerate it. But the great coffee, great people. So stop on down if you're in the area to Eau Claire. We'll buy you a cup of coffee. Hang out with Jane. She's already got autographs going on. It'll be a good time. touring with Jane Matinair. Let me just tell you. People, here's the thing I've learned about Jane Matinair. A, she has spectacular nails. And B, people love Jane Matinair. You understand? They love her. And so do we.
Well,
thanks for letting me hang out with you.
Yeah, we've had a wonderful time. It is day three of On the Road with Jane and Todd. So we're in Eau Claire today. After the show today, we are heading to my favorite place I have yet to be, Amory, Wisconsin. So we'll be broadcasting from Amory tomorrow. But we have a big, big show coming up for you today. Coming up at 10:33, Coob is a big thing in Eau Claire. And John Ellingson from the Eau Claire Coob League is going to be joining us at 10:33 to explain what this is. And this is a big deal around here.
Big deal.
And I had never heard of Coob before. So we're going to learn all about Coob coming up at 10:33. Next hour, we'll get political for a little bit. Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin's own, in the news again. And then at 11:33, as he does every other week, the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan will join us for a little sports update. And we'll wrap up the show with Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a little weather and wine. Before we give you a little recap of our tour across the state so far, I did want to share some breaking news with you this morning right before we came on the air. The Supreme Court today unanimously preserved access to mifepristone. This is a medication that is used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the U.S. This is the court's first abortion decision since the justices overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. They ruled that the opponents
lacked the legal right to sue, so they essentially had no standing, is how that goes. This is good news, obviously, for pro-choice proponents and women's health care proponents, because more than 6 million people have used mifepristone since 2000. Wow. It's been widely studied. It's been widely tested. It is widely determined to be safe. And again, at least for abortion rights advocates and women's health care providers, this is a good decision. I tend to be a little skeptical when the Supremes do something that I agree with. Right. It's like, okay, you did this that I think is a good thing. What's bad coming now? So they're not done with their decisions before they're done for the summer. So we still got some other decisions coming down, including the one about complete and total immunity.
But it's Thursday morning. We're having coffee, and we'll take some good news for at least a few minutes.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. So that is a good thing. Oh, don't forget, next hour will be the Word, our Scani Summer statewide text to win contest. Yes. Today and tomorrow, your only chances left. So after the 11 o'clock news, I will give you the Word of the hour that you need to text in via the Civic Media app, and then you're in the running for a whole bunch of great prizes and some grand prizes as well. Stay tuned for next hour's Word. Todd will have a word for you coming up at 1 o'clock. I believe it is onomatopoeia today. Is Todd's
you can't
word.
Even say it, Jane.
And I can't spell it either, but Todd's listeners will be able to do that.
It's spelled how it sounds.
See what I did there, Greg.
See what I did there?
That's good,
that's
Greg.
That's good, Greg. That's good.
On top of it, I haven't had enough coffee yet.
Yesterday, we wrapped up our show in Richland Center at Crosscut Park, and we wanted to give a shout-out to Matt, the UPS driver.
He is a fantastic guy.
Yeah, what a nice man. He came by and watched the show for a good hour, and then he took off and then came back at the very end of the show. He had gifts for us. He had wrapped them.
Yes.
It was amazing. And my gift were strawberry Fig Newtons. And he had labeled the cookies Olivia Newton-Janes. It was so adorable.
I can't wait to eat those.
Yeah, and I'll bring them back for you because I still maintain Fig Newtons are a bogus cookie. Fig Newtons do not count as cookie. It's just a bad cookie.
I'm actually with you on that, Jane.
And what did he bring for you?
If you listen to our show in the afternoon, sometimes we do this bit called What's Worse, and one of the bits one day was What's Worse, Chili's or Applebee's? And Matt texted in and said, Chili's is worse because at Applebee's, you could go get Dollaritas and something about, and look at smoking cougars or something like that. And so he brought me a thing of 100% cougar juice.
Todd, I'm not a doctor. Don't drink that.
But thank you so much, Matt, and thanks to everybody who came out yesterday in Richland Center to say hi. That's really the whole point of us coming out, is the chance to say hello and meet people and meet you where you are.
Well, you and I talked about this on the drive yesterday. People like we have here at Shift, people like that came out and saw us at Richland Center. When you see people that spend the time and take the time to turn us on, whether it's on the radio or the Civic Media app or here on the stream, it really means something. It's like, oh, well, we're actually, you know, people are connecting, and it's so cool that people are coming out and saying hi. So, I mean, thanks to everyone who listens and comes out.
Absolutely, and it makes it so much fun.
It does.
It really does. Just a little bit of our journey yesterday. So after the show from Richland Center, we headed up here to Eau Claire. It's kind of that was our longest haul. It was about 2.5 hours. But I want to say, because again, I don't know much about the Driftless area, the drive from Richland Center to Viroqua on 14, right, is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. If you've never driven that stretch, you really have to. And we should go back in like September because the colors must be mind-blowing. Yeah,
they really are.
Just weaving through. It's like they're like little Wisconsin mountains.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I spent a little time in the Smoky Mountains, but they're little tiny mountains like that. Yeah. And you're right, in the fall, it's all painted with different oranges,
it's
reds, yellows,
beautiful.
Apple orchards.
Yeah.
It is my favorite time of year in Southwest Wisconsin.
I believe it. So we got to Eau Claire yesterday afternoon, checked into this great, great hotel called the Oxbow Hotel. And tell us a little bit of the history about the Oxbow Hotel here in Eau Claire.
It's my sister and brother-in-law are educators here, Heather and Mike, and so I've learned through them a lot of it. But the Oxbow Hotel is always, my understanding, has always been a hotel in some form. But, you know, maybe 20 years or a plus or so ago, it kind of fell into disrepair. It wasn't the greatest shape.
And not in the greatest of neighborhoods.
Right, exactly.
At that time.
And some people will know the name Justin Vernon, who is a local Eau Claire kid that did very, very good, to use the improper grammatical phrase.
He did that okay for himself.
Yeah, he did good. You might know him better as Bon Iver, a great musician. And what's really cool, and I think it's so Wisconsin, is that Justin Vernon said, you know what, I'm fortunate, and there are so many people like me in Wisconsin and in the Chippewa Valley that just need a break. And so he has come back time and again. His family still lives in the area, and he and his business partners invested in the Oxbow and renovated it, and boy howdy did they ever.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautifully appointed. It's got this little retro vibe, so every room has a turntable in it.
Yeah.
And then they have this big album selection that you can choose from, and board games, and there's a restaurant attached, and they have live music. And it's really a fantastic place. So if you're going to be in Eau Claire, check out the Oxbow.
Yeah,
it's absolutely worth it. And now that whole little neighborhood has revitalized.
Yeah, Jay and I went for a walk last night.
After dinner.
Yeah.
We had dinner at another iconic place in Eau Claire. It is called the Amber Inn, which has a very long history. And this goes back to like 1811.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. There might be a little brothel-y tie.
Whenever you combine a brothel and a bar, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, but, so it was a kind of tied to the timber industry at the time.
Yeah.
And there, again, perhaps a little brothel-y friendly element. But over the years, it's changed hands. But it is like one of the oldest pubs in Eau Claire,
yeah.
Certainly.
Well, I think in Wisconsin as well. But yeah, in Eau Claire, certainly. And what's really cool is they have a few televisions in there, and all they play on the TV is the Game Show Network.
So nobody fights.
They don't want fights. So they don't want like political fights for MSN, NBC, Fox, and they don't want sports fights. So you go in and you just talk about game shows or whatever, but they don't want political talk, and it's fabulous.
Yeah, it was a really cute place. They had great food, kind of a burger and fries joint,
yeah.
But it was wonderful. I got to meet Todd's sister. I got to meet your brother-in-law. I got to meet your nieces.
Yeah. It was a good time had by all.
And then, like you said, we went for this walk after dinner along the riverfront.
Yeah, the confluence there. The
it's
Chippewa.
So beautiful. I mean, the lights and the performing arts center that's right on the water.
Wow, yep.
And just the whole downtown Eau Claire area is really getting a second life.
It really is. And, you know, we were up here for the premiere of When Rubber Hit the Road. It's a documentary by B.J. Holler and his film partner on the closing of the Uniroyal Tire Plant. And it was a point in Eau Claire's history where things could have just gone terribly wrong and people could have said, well, the heck with it.
We're leaving.
Yeah. But instead, people rolled up their sleeves and said, we're going to take this bad thing and turn it into something. And it was the beginning, the impetus of this revitalization of downtown Eau Claire and the confluence. They have this beautiful pavilions now for their farmers markets twice a week. They have the Pablo Center, which brings in Broadway shows as well as local music and theater as well. It's fantastic.
Greg, you have a story about Justin Vernon.
I do, yes. Yes, I do.
We'll take it. We'll take it on the other side.
Okay.
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you from the road. We're in Eau Claire at the Ship Cyclery and Coffee Bar. Come out and join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need.
Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
I've got one hand on the Bible, the other hand on the wheel, trying to drive this road.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air and Todd Alba on the road in Eau Claire. We have Greg and Calvin back at the studio in downtown Waukesha. And of course, you can always join us. You can call, you can text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. It is day three of On the Road with Jane and Todd. If you're in the Eau Claire area, come on out and see us. We're at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. Coffee is on us.
Yeah.
Beautiful cup of fresh drip. Coffee.
Beautiful coffee. You see, I've watched on the stream. You got bicycles being fixed. You got coffee being made. People chilling out.
Yeah, it's really lovely. And we had a couple texts that I wanted to share that are so cute. We were mentioning Matt, the UPS driver who stopped and brought us little gifties yesterday when we were in Richland Center. And Richard from Richland Center says, I know Matt. He's my UPS driver also. He's great. He has your station blaring all day in his truck.
God bless him.
Thank you, Matt.
Right? Thank
taking
you,
our advertising on the road. And Penny from La Crosse texting in, why don't you stop in La Crosse? It would have been lovely to meet both of you. Next time, Penny.
Yeah.
Next time. We did just kind of an abbreviated version of the road trip this time around, but we will be going out again.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Back out on the road. All right, we were talking about Justin Vernon. Bon Iver?
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Him too. They're a trio. It's amazing. They're incredible. And all the good he's done for Eau Claire, because he is from here, and he completely revitalized this Oxbow Hotel, and that has revitalized that whole little neighborhood in downtown Eau Claire. So, Greg, you have a personal story about Justin Vernon.
I do. And actually, before I tell that, I want to just give a wonderful live stream comment we got from our friend Carmela saying, meeting you in person is an honor for me anyway. I get to fangirl over you and walk away with joy in my heart having met y'all. So,
Carmela, thank you.
Very, very kind of Carmela
to say.
So I was up in Eau Claire a few years ago doing a show at a club called The Plus. And I guess Justin rented out their back room to just build demos for his next record or just run some ideas. But he's a local guy. He's known there. They all know him. So he's in the back. And they're like, well, your green room's back there, but you're going to have to share it with Justin. And we're like, I think it has to be more okay with him than with us. But he was very gracious. We just kind of took a little space in the back and we were talking, and he just walked up to me. He goes, hello, my name is Justin. I go, I know, my name is Greg. And that was the morning he was nominated for 5 Grammys. Or I'm sorry,
wow.
That morning he had been nominated for 5 Grammys. So that night I'm meeting him, and he's just like the sweetest, most unassuming guy. And then later on, after my set, I'm standing back watching the show, and someone comes up to me and goes, yeah, Justin watched your show. He really liked it. He was laughing a lot. I'm like, I made Bon Iver
wow.
laugh. And if you've listened to Bon Iver, you know that Justin could use a laugh or two. It is very solid music.
How cool is that? Yeah. Well done, Greg Bach.
Thank you very much.
That is such a... That seems so Wisconsin
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
Right?
Just,
it's
hi,
like,
I'm
yeah,
Justin.
Yeah, I got nominated for 5 Grammys. Isn't that great? You know, here, I'm Justin. How you doing?
Yeah.
You love that. I love that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, he was very, very sweet. But he was surrounded by, you could tell, like, not Wisconsinites, because they were all like, what is this place? Like, we're in a back room, and why isn't there 5 lattes in my hand right now? I'm like, get out of this city.
Where are my people?
Exactly.
Where are the handlers,
little
people?
Go, right? Go fetch for me. Go fetch for me.
No, I mean, that's a tremendous story, Greg. And again, my sister and her husband lived here for, 25 years or so. And what you just said, I think, is repeated all over town for the most part. There's also, I think, a music festival, right? My sister is here,
yeah.
Sitting 5 feet from me, and he started that as well, Greg. You probably know more about it than I do.
Yeah, he started it. It's no longer happening. They did it for like 3-4 years. It was an amazing, like, very unknown festival. Tickets always went really fast. It was him and the lead singer of The National. They're very, very good friends. And it was, you'd hear about these just mythic musicians coming through. And yeah, they do this festival and gone, and then it just, it never made money, so it went away. But yeah, he thinks big with it, with bringing stuff to Wisconsin as far as investment and helping the community.
Well, and it sounds like too, there has been a big reinvestment in live music in Eau Claire, all kinds of different venues, which is just a great opportunity for smaller musicians to get out and play.
Absolutely.
Tom from LA is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Good morning, Jane. Good morning, Todd. Good morning, Chris, Greg. Oh, sorry. Just wanted to say that Justin is a really, really incredible person. My sister taught school with his mom at Memorial, Eau Claire Memorial School. And, he's been one of the greatest guys. I'll tell you, if you watch a video with him and Taylor Swift, they do a song together during the pandemic. And he has his mask on, actually, even in his studio. It shows the respect that he had for other people. But also in the background, he's doing it from Eau Claire or from that area, so you can actually see out the window how beautiful it is. And, he's just a really, really great person. I don't know if people know that he did that song with Taylor Swift, but if they haven't, they should definitely check it out.
Definitely will, Tom.
One of the best songs also. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Really appreciate it. If anybody else wants to join us today, of course, you can call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. The other thing I wanted to point out, and it's a small thing, and it's not like people in Milwaukee and Madison aren't nice, because I believe people in Milwaukee and Madison are nice. But in Richland Center and here in Eau Claire, when you're in the crosswalk, people stop for you. I mean, from far away. It's like they see that you're there, and then they don't drive right up to you and stop. It's like, oh, there's a body in the crosswalk. I think I'll let them cross there. I might just stand there for a while to see how long I can get away with it.
Meanwhile, I was driving here today, and someone decided it was going too slow, and they passed everyone on the shoulder of the road.
As one does.
Yep.
Yes. Don't do that.
We were crossing the street last night, and Jane goes, oh, they stopped for her. She got a little of a clump.
Seriously. It's like, that's so nice. But even coming into to shift cyclery this morning, there was a guy sitting out front. Good morning. How you doing? I like your truck. What's up with that? You know, it's just, it's those little chatty.
Yeah, people are inquisitive.
Yeah, it's great. Come down and join us. Come and see us. We would love to meet you. Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. The coffee is on us, absolutely. We're here until 2 o'clock, and when we return from the news, we're going to learn all about the sport of Coob. Your sister Heather knows how to play that game.
She's a great Coob player.
We're going to get all the details and much, much more. Day 3 of On the Road with Jane and Todd. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, worldwide Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says local governments cannot use vehicles to collect early ballots like the ones that were used in Racine 2 years ago. Justices also ruled yesterday that local clerks can set up temporary polling places during early voting, but the locations can't favor Democrats or Republicans. Electric ambulances could be the next zero-emission vehicles. Kevin DeVoy is an ambulance dealer. He says new model electric ambulances could cut tailpipe emissions by 80%.
It's based on the difference between what you're emitting with a diesel motor versus running the electric.
DeVoy admits upfront costs are steep and the charging infrastructure is not where it needs to be yet. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Duluth Police Department has announced it will add 10 area firefighters to its tactical response team. According to law enforcement authorities, the firefighters will be tactical emergency medical support operators to be the first medical responders on the scene during high-risk calls like active shooters or standoffs. The operators will receive specialized training on treating specific injuries that are more likely to occur in those high-risk scenarios. City officials say the program will officially start on Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding residents to drive carefully around work zones as construction kicks up for the summer. At a press conference, Department of Transportation civil engineer Jacob Claggs spoke on his experience in the aftermath of a crash in St. Croix County that killed two people, surrounded by nine traffic cones with a black ribbon on each to represent work zone-related deaths in 2023. Officials are reminding drivers to slow down and pay close attention when traveling through a work zone. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. If you're a John Grisham fan, you might have something binge-watchable right around the corner. USA Network announced it will turn Grisham's 1995 novel, The Rainmaker, into a series. The book was also made into a movie of the same name in 1997. The film was directed by Francis Ford Coppola and starred Matt Damon. Variety reports that the TV series will continue with similar themes of David versus Goliath legal situations. Can you imagine sleeping through a fire? Henry Winkler almost did. The Fonz was staying at a hotel in Dublin when the fire alarm went off, and it was not a false alarm. Winkler initially thought it was the clock radio alarm he was hearing that had been set by the room's previous guest. He tried to go back to sleep and finally woke when six fire engines showed up from the Dublin Brigade to put out an electrical fire. Winkler praised the fire department's quick response and took a selfie with them. Ironically, he slept through his actual alarm the next day. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Bright, beautiful, and blue skies today, with breezy winds out of the northwest gusting up to 25 miles per hour, dragging in some drier and more comfortable conditions as highs hit 80 degrees. A few spotty showers may sprinkle in late tonight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, can we get Greg Bach to attend his first ever dairy breakfast this weekend? We'll certainly milk it for all it's worth.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
And welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair and Todd Alba coming to you live from Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar in downtown Eau Claire. It's day three of On the Road with Jane and Todd. If you're in the Eau Claire area, please stop down and see us. Todd's show is going to go from noon until 2. We will be here until 2 o'clock. Coffee is on us.
How about that?
So stop by and get a wonderful free cup of coffee. And just a reminder, next hour, 11:06, right after the 11 o'clock news, I will be giving you the word that you want to text in for our Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest. It happens every day, today and tomorrow, last 2 days. 7 a.m., 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock, and some great prizes you can win. Every hour that we play, somebody picks up a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Package. Every day, one person picks up a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club-level seats. And then whether or not you win, everyone who enters is in for 2 grand prizes, and you get to pick where you want to go for your staycation, either in Fort Atkinson, Cottage on the Lake, with a pontoon boat. Go with the pontoon. Lake Geneva stay at Harbor Shores, Door County stay at the Ridges Inn and Suites. And again, no matter if you win an hourly prize or a daily prize, everybody's going to be in the drawing for those 2 grand prizes. And we give you gas to get there and back. So your word for next hour, coming up right after the 11 o'clock news, Todd will have one for you at 1 o'clock. I believe onomatopoeia is going to be Todd's word coming at the 1 o'clock hour. I'm not sure about that, so you'll have to be listening to it.
Jane's word next hour is it. That's it. They're making it as easy as, because you understand, John, she's throwing down the gauntlet, and at the end of the week, whichever between the two of us, whoever has the most texters wins, and then the loser has to buy the other a steak dinner up at the supper club.
I heard. Over in Amory, right?
Yes, over
somewhere
in Amory.
Yes. Exactly. So we will have the results at the end of Todd's show tomorrow so we can decide who has to shell out for dinner. Very excited to have this gentleman joining us down here when I was researching what's unique about Eau Claire and what's going on in Eau Claire. And I came across the Coob in Eau Claire. It's the Coob League.
That is right. Yeah.
John Ellingson is our guest. What is Coob and where did this even start?
Well, thank you for having me and welcome to the Coob capital.
The Coob capital.
America.
Of North America.
In 2011, the city of Eau Claire, dubbed Eau Claire, the Coob capital of North America. We can't claim the whole world. That's over in Sweden where this game originated.
Okay.
Yeah, Coob. I would suggest
John, just interrupt for a second. Live radio, I'm going to have you put your mic just a little bit closer to you. I think we're having a little bit of trouble. There you go.
There you go.
Fantastic. Thank you. Yep. All right. Go ahead.
Very good. Yeah, so like I said, thanks for having me. Originated in Sweden. It's primarily a lawn game. We play it on grass, but we play it here all year round, sometimes on the sand, sometimes on ice and snow.
Oh, really?
Yep. And so we have, in the Eau Claire Coob League, we have 3 seasons, spring, fall, and winter. 2 of those are played on the grass over at Heartbreakers where they have a nice green space and good food and drink to enjoy while we're playing Coob.
Yep.
And then winter, we play on the sand over at Wagner's Complex, which is a volleyball court.
Okay.
Put a dome over it. So it's climate controlled, and we're very comfortable in there. But I'll describe the game for you.
Please do. So these are all wooden playing pieces.
Correct. Everything's is made of wood. So we basically call it, we're throwing sticks at blocks, right? So the playing surface is 5 meters by 8 meters. That's metric, but you can, translate that into about 16 feet by about 26 feet.
Okay, so it's pretty big.
Yeah, so it's nearly 9 yards that you're throwing, these batons at these coobs. Coobs are 2 3/4 inches wide only, and this is a 1 3/4 inch baton. It's about, it feels like, if you're grabbing a baseball bat, that's about how big it is. But, 26 feet, that's nearly 9 yards. So you're throwing this 1 3/4 inch projectile at this 2 3/4 inch
block
target. And it's challenging. So,
I bet.
So in a nutshell, the way the game goes, there are 10 total coobs in the game, 5 on each side of the pitch. One team will take their turn and throw and try and knock down these coops from the 8-meter distance.
Okay.
The 9 yards nearly. If you knock some of those down, say you knock down 2, the opponent needs to then incast or throw these coops back across the halfway point. Then the first team will stand them up, And then that opponent needs to hit those down first before they can go for any more on the baseline.
Okay.
So the game goes on like that. Now, at some point, there could be 10 of these cubes in play, and there are only 6 batons. So the idea is that when you're in casting, you're throwing your cubes back across the halfway point. You try and get them close together so that you can possibly hit more than one down with a single throw. And then ultimately, once you've knocked down all the cubes that are in play, your opponent's 5, if you hit their 5 down,
right,
and all of them are down, then you can go for the king, which is a much larger piece in the center. But if you should happen to accidentally hit the king down before
everybody else is down.
Correct. It's like hitting the 8-ball when you're playing pool. Game over, all right?
Oh, that's out. So, then you're out.
Yep.
You're out.
Game is done, yeah. And I'm one of the directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League. Like I said, we have 3 seasons. And as you mentioned before, it is a big deal in Eau Claire.
Yeah.
We have anywhere from 28 to up to 32 teams in our league every season, and with a minimum of 2 players. But most teams have 2 or 3 or even 5 players on their team. Sometimes people can't show up, so it's good to have extra players on your team. But, we get 75 to 100 people at these venues where we play every week, and we are the largest weekly Coupe League in the world.
Wow. That is so cool. Yeah. Yeah. It really is. John Ellingson is our guest. He's with the Eau Claire Coupe League, largest in North America. So I have so many questions. So with the baton, mm-hmm, when you're a first-time player, does anybody on the other team get hit? Because I can just see going flick and it going thing.
See, you're right. It's a bit unpredictable. That's what makes Coupe so great, is the playing surface is unpredictable because, there's clumps of grass or there's dirt and it will react differently on every
and
throw.
And bounce, I suppose?
It does, yeah. It kind of takes some funny bounces. You got to have some cat-like reflexes if you're standing close.
To a lesser degree, it's kind of like some people watch, NASCAR, yeah, because at any point something could, yes, go terribly, terribly wrong.
Yes. You don't see a lot of injuries in Coupe, but they are there.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah, okay. Is there an entry fee? I mean, is it all ages? This is something obviously that all ages can play.
That's the best thing about Coupe, is anybody can play it. I've been to tournaments. I've seen very young children playing it. I've seen very old seniors playing it. I've seen people in wheelchairs. It's men and women playing it. It's a game for everybody. It really is. And that's the best thing about Coupe, is that it's just so kind of inclusive. It doesn't matter. All walks of life play it. There seem to be a lot of educators that play Coupe. I'm not one of them, but there are a lot of teachers. And then they bring it to their classrooms,
right,
too. I've known of some of them who are kind of doing the physics of it,
sure,
and they
sure
teach physics that way, and then they go out and they play Coupe, that type of thing. But yeah, it's for everybody, and there is, we do have a small league or a week, or for our league fee,
sure,
that
sure
they play, and if you enter tournaments, that's the other thing about Eau Claire is, and really the reason why we got so big in Eau Claire is we have the U.S. National Championship. In fact, it starts 1 week from yesterday.
Oh wow!
Yeah. The 12th through the 14th
of July.
How many
people does that bring into Eau Claire?
Well, it's in the, I would say over 1,000 people will come to it. We'll have, it used to max out at 128 teams, mm-hmm, but this year it filled up so fast they expanded it and added another 16. So we're going to have 144 teams here, and they come from all over the country, literally coast to coast. The California guys make an annual trip out here. We have Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Texas are coming up. A lot of times, wow, and then we'll get local teams, and they'll host those teams because they're flying
in. Oh, that's
in,
great.
Here's your lawn chair. Here's your drink stick, holder. Here's your, we'll put your canopy up for you. I do that every year for an Arkansas, a couple of Arkansas teams come up, and then this year there are 3 teams from Texas coming up, and I've been communicating when they're so excited to come.
Well, and it sounds like a whole community, you know, and I know that my sister and brother-in-law were very, very involved in curling for a long time, and that's the same kind of thing where you host other players and other teams, and there's very much this community celebration about it. Yes. A lot of texters apparently want to know how to spell Kub.
Ah, I'm glad they asked. K-U-B-B. And I was glad to hear you, first of all, you pronounced it correctly when
I
you
had
were
to look it up.
Us. And then also that you called it a sport. There's kind of a debate whether it's not if it's a game or a sport. Well, most sports are games anyway.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, if curling is a sport, why wouldn't curling be a sport?
Totally. I'm on.
Oh, great. Now you're going to anger sport. The curling people.
We'll do a different segment on curling for Pete's sake. People, just relax. Just relax.
I feel like Civic Media should take Jimmy Koska or Chad Holmes and send them to the Kub tournament to do some live on-air reporting. I mean, that just makes
Wide
sense.
Wide world of Kub.
Wide yes. world yeah. of Kub.
It's gotten that, you know, it usually gets media coverage here every year. But it's like you said, it's like a family reunion because a lot of the teams do come back year after year after year, and you only see them. You know, when they come here, a lot of them, like the California people or the East Coast people, they host tournaments too now, and there's pockets growing all over the country. But it really was started by a gentleman named Eric Anderson who started the national championships here. From that, you know, in those early days in 2007 is when it started. This is the 17th year of our U.S. Nationals. Our Eau Claire Kub League has been in existence for about 9 years now.
Wow.
And I've been running it with a couple of other guys for the last 3 years. So, but all these people coming back year after year, and you go up against them, and then you talk afterwards.
Right.
That's the best thing about Kub is the community and the, you know, the friends you make. When I joined the Kub League, I didn't bring my own personal friends with me. Initially, I did. I bring a couple guys, but I've gained so many friends. It's a whole new friend network.
I bet.
From being in the Eau Claire Kub
League.
Yeah,
I bet.
So if you know, if there's listeners that are local here, you know, follow us on Facebook. That's how you got a hold of us.
Yes.
I believe. You reached us through email. Our next season starts on September 8th, right after the first Sunday after Labor Day.
Okay. Well, we will put all this in the show notes, Greg. You can include a link to the Kub League in here in Eau Claire if you want to get involved. John, did you have time to stay for one more segment?
You bet.
Because I want to find out what makes an ace Kub player and how you get rid of a bad Kub player and what does that all entail.
Sure.
We'll have all those details on the way. Stay with us. John Ellingson is our guest with the Eau Claire Kub League. Todd Alba and I on the road down here in Eau Claire at Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. We'll be here until 2 o'clock. If you are in the Eau Claire area, stop by us and get a cup of coffee on us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the vast Global Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allbald Show.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Open up your mind and let me step inside. Rest your weary head and let your heart decide.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Todd Alba on the road. We are in Eau Claire, broadcasting live from Shift Cyclery and Coffee Bar. We have Greg back in the Greg Bach and the Calvinator back in Waukesha, keeping things running. You can always join us. You can call or text at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. Very excited to have our guest here today. John Ellingson is with the Eau Claire Coob League, and we're learning all about Coob this segment. By the way, it is spelled K-U-B-B, in case anyone is wondering and you'd like to look it up and find out more about it. And it's
and ironically enough, that's also Jane's word for hour number two with the text to win contest.
Oh, we're in trouble then. We are so in trouble.
The text word is coming up right after the 11 o'clock news. Is it Coob or is it not Coob? You'll have to stick around and find out. John, we were talking before the break about what makes a good Coob player, first of all. Who is you see somebody and you're like, you're a natural.
Yeah, you can. The one thing I did forget to mention when you're throwing these batons is that it has to go end over end. There's no helicopters. No rolling it like, across there. So as far as you can identify a natural, if they can understand how to just throw it straight.
Not everybody can throw straight.
Yeah, and, sometimes, it happens to everybody. It still happens to me. I've been playing for 6, 7, 8 years now. That one came out a little crooked. But you can tell a natural just by how they swing their arm. And you can identify their good eye-hand coordination.
Sure.
And
being able
nerve.
To judge distance, I would think, too, right?
Very much so. I wear bifocals, and this is my Coob glasses. I had to wear the same glasses. Because if I wear my other ones, I might not have the same.
Now, it's quite so much your depth perception changes,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Or I'm just superstitious. I'm not sure. But you can tell. And then just putting in practice, when you're not playing in a tournament or in the league. Right now, we're leading up to the last month before Nationals, which is the pinnacle, kind of the ultimate,
the championship
that you want to do well at. I'm practicing just about every night. My wife even tells me, hey, you didn't practice tonight. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
You have the reputation of our family to uphold, John. Yes, what are you doing?
Exactly. So, and she knows how much, how passionate I am about it and how passionate all of our league members
are.
Yeah,
for
sure. It's just one of these contagious sports that just, once you play it, and the best way to learn the game is to play it. So, I described several of the rules, but there's many more rules to it than that. It gets a little bit complicated, but once you've played it a few times, you just understand it.
And I would assume, too, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. My former father-in-law tried to teach me pinochle once.
Oh, yes.
And he started yelling at me in the first 5 minutes, and I got started crying, and I left, and I never tried pinochle again. I'm assuming Coob is not like that, and you're not quite so harsh on people who are just learning.
That's the nice thing about Coob, too, is that there's no point, like in a lot of sports, like basketball, basketball or soccer, where you're head-to-head at the same time with people. This is a game where you take turns, and then you can appreciate even, you know, your
opponent's
good shot, you know, especially when you're hitting the field coops and there's several of them to hit down with one baton, and they hit 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 down with one baton.
Wow.
You can't help but cheer for that.
Sure.
That's the way Coop is. Everybody's very polite about it and very, you know, just built camaraderie among even the opponents. And
is there Coop trash talking?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's all friendly, you know.
What does that entail? Is like, nice throw, or you know, what kind of snark do you throw at fellow Coop players?
Yeah, you know, you can call them different names. Maybe you call them a helicopter pilot. You know, if they're throwing a helicopter, or you know, things like that. But for the most part, it is very, very friendly rivalries, but always trash talking.
John, a quick thing I just want to ask real quick. So let's pick up on something I thought you said was very important. You went into this not with a lot of your friend group, and you met new people. Jane and I, as we traveled the state, we're looking for places to build community. Yes. And it seems like in a time where we're very divisive right now, politically and otherwise, this seems Coop leagues and Coop seems like something that can bring people together.
That is very true. One of the things we say in Coop, and I've seen it, even as I watch broadcasts from over in Europe, Coop unites people and creates peace on earth. That's kind of the mantra all over the world.
There you go.
And that's another thing I will mention too. We watch a lot of each other's broadcasts, you know, live streams on Facebook from over in Europe. They're watching ours. We do one every single week in our league. We find a cool matchup between two teams that might be interesting for people to watch. And, you know, it's just a handful of live viewers, but then people go back and they watch it, and especially they'll go watch their own matches, too.
Sure. Well, you got to watch the tape.
Yeah,
you got to watch the tape.
That's how you get better.
Greg, you said we have a question on the live stream.
Our good friend Carmela is asking a question. She said, Coop question, no summer leagues, why only 3 seasons? Can you expound upon that, John?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's a good question. Summer is really tournament season. There's a lot of tournaments. There's a tournament every single weekend.
Wow.
Somewhere, you know, like we'll travel down to, there's great Coop clubs all over the state of Wisconsin. There's ones in Stoughton. There's one in Madison. Brew City Coop Club is in Milwaukee, you know, Madison Coop Club. Superior, there's a couple from Superior that drives down to compete in the Eau Claire Coop League every single week.
Wow.
But they are
every
also,
week?
Yeah, for our league. It's kind of one of those things, if you want to be the best, you got to beat the best. And
yeah,
you
sure.
can't beat the best unless you're
don't
playing
play
against them. So they come down here and has vastly improved their game. You can't believe how well they are doing compared to when they first started a couple years ago. That's a great thing about it.
John, we've only got about a minute left. What are some of the best team names for Coop teams?
That's the fun part about Coop is everybody comes up with creative names. You know, we've got, like, in our league, we've got some like our Coop D2, the Cuban Cigars, Cooby Dooby Doo.
Oh, Cooby Dooby Doo.
Yeah, Coop Soda? Coop Soda?
Hey, oh, I like that one. I don't think that one's taken. You got it. You can have that one. And, you know, some of them have anything to do with puns about wood, like the poplar culture. These Coops are made out of
poplar culture.
Yep, and the Naughty Boys, things like that. So
the Naughty Boys.
Cooba Baker.
Just because.
I like it.
Now I want to join just to have a name because I think that's hilarious. John Ellingson with the Eau Claire Coop League. It has been such a pleasure. Really, what a joy. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll get all the details in our show notes after the show is over. Stay with us. News is coming up next. And then the Scani Summer Statewide Text to Win Word is coming up. Some great prizes in the running. And the outcome of Todd and my friendly wager. We'll find out tomorrow who gets the most entries. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next Devil's Advocates Radio show. Donald Trump meets with Republican leaders. Thank you, sir. May I have another? Tune in each day, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives.
contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.